What's it like to be back? Did you get to see the guys last night?
Yeah, I did. I went to dinner with quite a few of them, so yeah, it was good to see them. It's been a while, so yeah, nice to catch up with those guys, and obviously a lot of really good memories with them, so yeah, lifelong friends for sure.
Did they make you pay?
That's, we'll leave that undisclosed.
Brad says he's getting the first hit. What's your response?
I won't be surprised. He's dirty. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully that means I have the puck, so I'll be happy if that's the case.
How emotional is this for you? I mean, you kind of grew up here, and you're here a long time, and what's this going to be like for you tonight?
Yeah, to be honest, I guess I don't really know, so... you know, it's nice to see the guys last night. I think that's the main thing. You know, we grew up with a lot of those guys and had some really good relationships with them. And but on the emotion side of it, I guess I really have no idea until tonight. And I'm excited to be back, though. I think it should be fun. And obviously, like I said, a lot of good memories and good friendships here. So I think that's what I'll cherish most.
Having not seen you since then, what was that day in Toronto like?
Yeah, it was a little hectic, but, you know, I think I probably had a sense that something was coming, at some point at least, so, did I expect to be right then and there? No, but, you know, that's kind of how it happens, and, you know, I think it worked out for both sides. I think, you know, I loved my time in Buffalo, and, you know, it was probably a good time in my career for a new chapter as well.
What's it like to, you know, you have a contract, you're here now, you know, there's no questions. I remember, you know, last January, you weren't sure what was going to happen. That's when the rumors kind of started. Now you're part of this group.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's a different group for sure, a little older, but, you know, I think I fit in well, and, you know, there's definitely probably some better hockey to be played by me, but, you know, for the most part, I mean, it's been awesome. I think the guys have been great, very welcoming, and you know, it's a group of guys that's very dialed in and works really hard. So for me, you know, I feel like I blend in well with that crowd, and yeah, it's been exciting.
When you find out when
in your career, Bridget?
I mean, I just think I kind of hit that point, you know, where I was a little older, and I really grew up in Buffalo, and. I think I saw the writing on the wall a little bit too, you know, with contract situation and the way it was, which, I mean, you know, that's the business. There's no hard feelings in any manner, but that's the business. And, you know, like I said, though, I think looking back on it, I'll cherish the friendships and the memories because especially the guys, I think, be friends with them for life.
When you found out, though, were you upset about it? Because you said even before you left, you loved it here. You liked being a Sabre. You liked the guys. Were you upset or how did you feel when you just first heard about it?
Yeah, I was shocked, I think. I mean, obviously, like I said, I maybe knew something was coming, but when that moment comes, you're definitely caught off guard a little bit. And but I think, you know, at the same time, I was excited too. I mean, obviously you get the opportunity to come to a really good team and a team that was in the playoffs last year. So for me, that was very exciting. And you know, I think there's a lot of I can learn from the guys here as well. You know, obviously a lot of them have won before, and we have some really, really, really talented players here. And so I think, you know, it's an opportunity for me to grow and especially grow as a hockey player. So, yeah, I was definitely sad to leave, but I think to some degree I was excited as well.
How did you handle that time? You know, rumors kicking up. I mean, you know, a lot of us have talked to you about that stuff. Where it was coming up in discussion. How did you process all of that while it was happening?
To be honest, I don't really know. I think you just keep playing. I think narrow your focus and try not to think about it. I'm not on social media too much, so I think honestly I probably missed a lot of the rumors and reports as well, so I'm thankful for that. And yeah, but just keep playing, you know. And I remember thinking, like, if this is my last few games here, whatever, I want to enjoy it. I think, like I said, I have such good friendships and memories with guys in the room there, so just try to have fun with it, and whatever happened.
You lived with Rasmus for a few years at the start of both of your careers. You even helped him kind of learn English a little bit. What's it like to see him wearing the C over there and just how he's become, you know, a leader?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I think, you know, I've been around him for a long time and he's a very good friend. And you know, I see how hard he works and how much he cares, and you know, kind of combine that with how good of a player he is. I think he's a perfect captain, and yeah, I'm very happy for him, and I'm very proud of him. I think he's a great friend.
What do you do to generate some more offense for yourself here?
I don't know. I think I've kind of had stretches like this in my career, to be honest, as you guys know. So just keep working hard and trying to get better every day. And obviously when these things come, I think I've had a little experience with it. So, you know, trying to work through it faster than maybe in the past. And but, you know, I think the main thing for me is just try to maintain confidence and just keep playing. And things usually work out.
What was it like getting faced in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was a blast. I didn't fully know what to expect, but you know, my first game was in Winnipeg in the whiteout, so I think I probably got about to the close to the peak of it. And yeah, it was awesome, very, very cool, and you know, something I'm looking forward to doing again.